This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. A few of my listeners sent me emails in the last couple of weeks, encouraging me to comment on some of the recent mainstream reports regarding food safety. And my first reaction was, don't I bring that up every week? And looking back at the archives, I realized I do mention factory farm abuses and dangers pretty regularly. But it's usually just a mention, and then I move on to the fun part of the agenda. The thing is, when I first started chickening, most people really hadn't heard of, and even had trouble believing, that most of the food sold in conventional supermarkets are the product of chemical baths at every stage of production and processing, animal feeding practices out of a zombie movie, unconscionable crowding and hygiene, and a list that would easily rival Kerouac's On the Road scroll of environment-punishing, critter-torturing, human-poisoning practices. Nowadays, it seems to be almost common knowledge. Folks who haven't seen Food Inc. or read Omnivore's Dilemma would have to make a concerted effort to avoid the headlines screaming from their TVs, newsstands, and news feeds about pink slime, meat, and ammonia at school cafeterias, mechanized cruelty and filth at chicken assembly lines, and mega-industries operating virtually regulation-free. Even the fact that a lot of cruelty-free or organic eggs are not necessarily what they imply to be has become fairly well known, as evidenced by the recent ABC News expose of the abuses at some Amish producers. So I'm not sure that I'm really covering new ground anymore when I talk about such things. When everyone from Fox News to Huffington Post is telling you grocery store food can kill you, a great attention-getter when selling ad space, then I consider it my job to encourage more people to chicken, and to encourage chickeners to spread the word, and at my most doom and gloomy, to warn of the anti-backyard chickening backlashes in some local governments, but mostly to talk about the fun, which is what I enjoy doing. However, the coverage on food safety issues may be great at creating anxiety, but doesn't show a lot of imagination regarding solutions. The conclusion of such articles seems to be along the lines of, but what can you do? Or, industry is moving towards slowly changing in response to consumer demand, and in the meantime, experts say pink slime and ammonia is not as dangerous as it sounds. Anybody with any degree of natural-born skepticism is going to have trouble buying that line. So maybe they go vegetarian, until they hear about E. coli on organic spinach, and articles that fail to explain that there's now such a thing as industrial organic, which follow the technical code of organics, but operates on such a huge monoculture scale that leaves the products vulnerable to manure-based pathogens or the same storage and transportation risks associated with so-called conventional veggies. And then our food-fearing vegetarians throw their hands up and become nihilists. Unless they instead discover local food, homesteading, urban agriculture, and other community-based and self-reliant solutions I like to talk about. That's why I'm so thoroughly confounded by the disconnect between the coverage of food safety articles, which sound something like, OMG, the food system is desperately in need of reform, and the coverage of backyard chickens, which seems to be, okay, this is cute, but weird. If I could generalize a bit here, send me an email at bucky@buckybacall.org and let me know whether you concur with my assessment. But first, check out the appearance of Bucky on NTV, a Russian news outlet broadcast widely in Russia and on cable in North American localities where Russian speakers live in significant numbers. The link is on the Bucky Bacall Facebook page and BuckyBacall.org website. I really would love for my listeners to see it. The summary on the website doesn't work well on Google Translate, and the full story is what you need anyway. But even if you don't know Russian or have a Russian friend to translate it properly for you, you'll get the idea. It took me a bit of back and forth to explain my goals and methods to the correspondent, but for the most part, I think she got it better than the New York Daily News reporter I talked to a while ago. But in any case, I try to always look at interviews and their aftermath as opportunities to improve my ability to communicate the backyard chicken thing to everyone and anyone, regardless of the background and baggage they start with. And that's what brings me back to how I got involved with radio in the first place. Before my first gig as part of the Sagebrush Variety Show on Boise Community Radio in Idaho, I was involved in grassroots politics. And one of the things we always repeated to our younger volunteers was a paraphrase of a quote by activist and musician Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys fame. don't hate the government, become the government. That seemed to inspire the kids. It inspired me. The irony is, the original quote was, don't hate the media, become the media. And after a couple years of trying to get progressives elected to office, with some success and a lot of grief, we found ourselves shifting our focus to getting our message out through community radio and returning to the original media goal. And now that I'm a chicken evangelist by vocation, blessed with some very patient and loyal listeners and supporters, and a public policy professional by day, I'm learning to translate the template of that message even more broadly. Don't hate the food production system, become the food production system. Don't hate the media, don't hate the government, don't hate the food production system. Don't hate any of the many perfectly despicable structures around you, when it's so much more satisfying to create the structures you dream of, with the help of your family and friends and community, however you want to define those things. I know, easier said than done. Believe me, I do know. But still, I can witness to the fact that when my goal has been to change what's in my reach, I seem to get a lot closer to my loftiest principles than when I set out to get the supposedly high and mighty to see where I'm coming from. Which is the perfect opportunity to close out with my regular encouragement to join me in creating these episodes. We've actually got several shows in development right now with future interviewees, correspondents, question askers, and the like, but there's plenty of room for even more. Send me your fully formed digital recordings, your show proposals, or any communication that moves you to Bucky at BuckyBacaw.org. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.